Good morning, Friday, March 15th. Middle of March, halfway through a five Saturday month. We're talking Farley hitting the road, cars getting judged, and x-rays on vehicle crashes? Everywhere
I go, I mean, who doesn't love a five Saturday month?
I'm telling you what. Like, I get so amped. Especially when you get a five Saturday March or a five Saturday August, there's just something. Unless you've been on the retail side of the car business, you don't know what that feeling is like, you know?
And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, what's the fifth option for lunch this month? You know, I gotta find a new thing to add into the
tacos, the pizza, Chick-fil-A. You start to run out. Someone orders spaghetti, the whole afternoon is screwed, you know?
It's done. It's nap time after that.
That's it. Oh, man. Hey, if you missed the show yesterday, you got to go listen to the very end of the show. I think I'm saying that Michael's dogs just got excited about the show. Like, that's the way I'm spinning Michael's dogs losing their mind at the end of the show yesterday.
And anybody knows me knows that it's just, you know, perfect that my dogs had to chime in, of course.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hey, we got a lot going on. Today's the last day to get early bird ticket prices for a SoDuCon. So if you've been kind of, you know, oh, I want to go, but I'm not sure. Or I definitely am going, but I just haven't bought my tickets yet. Save the money. Like, we don't want to charge you more, but you know how this whole like pricing increase thing goes. It's just the way the world works. So that's what's going on today. We just want to thank Reynolds and Goobagoo for throwing down, making sure that we can put it on an event where we don't have to charge you $5,000 to come. So we'd love to see everyone there for sure. That's about it. Let's get into the news. I'm excited. It is going to be a good time. It's going to be a great time. Actually, did you know that we are going to have like an F1 simulator racing game with two of them, and we're going to have a whole leaderboard and competition and the whole nine yards?
No, I did not, and I'm super excited about
it. Yeah, you're like, what? I'm going to do it like five times. Totally winning that thing. Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm going to miss my speaking time. I'm just going to be in that F1 thing the entire time.
The crew over at Space Auto, they were pumped about the idea because they did a testimonial video where they put dealers in race cars and made them do their testimonial questions with a race car driver driving them around like a bunch of turns and tracks. And they're like, this fits perfect with the way we like to do things. So that'll be right there in the lobby when you come in, probably a line, and everybody will miss, you know, Paul and me opening up the whole thing anyway. So it'll be perfect. Well, hey, speaking of driving around real fast.
Stop. Segway.
Segway into the first story. Ford Motor Company CEO, you know him, Jim Farley, is embarking on a nationwide, he's calling the engagement tour, with dealers to discuss key issues, including electrification, quality, and affordability. Going to be starting in Dearborn and visiting cities like L.A., Atlanta. The tour aims to gather a bunch of insights from a broad section of Ford dealer network through 12 in-person meetings. So 12 out of 3,000 going to get the engagement tour. This comes after a response around the NADA timeline of the Ford National Dealers Council to say, hey, look, we really need you to understand what's going on at the ground level. So we think you should take a tour of what's of dealerships. Going to be visiting, we'll be with the COO, Kumar Galhotra, the CMO, Lisa Matarazzo, Ford Model E COO, Marin Jaja, Ford Blue President, Andrew Frick, and Ford Pro CEO, Ted Kanis. So they're bringing the whole thing. Here's a couple quotes from dealers as to what they're experiencing. And then I want to get your take on this from like how you would feel about this type of level coming out to the dealer. So O.C. Welsh, dealer principal of O.C. Welsh Ford Lincoln in Huntersville, South Carolina, said our quality has gone down as much as our prices have gone up. That has to be addressed. Eddie Hall, the third COO of Hall Automotive Group, said, I'm used to being a brand for the masses. I think we have a phenomenal lineup. I still want to be able to sell vehicles to customers I've been selling to for so long. And Sam Pack, president of Sam Pack Automotive Group in Dallas, said, Jim's very comfortable with the dealer model. He's open, honest, candid, and sincere. As we go through this transition, the better informed we are, the better decisions we'll make. Some good
I think it's great. I mean, good on them for doing it, honestly. I think more CEOs of manufacturers could take a lesson from him and follow suit and do the same thing. You know, I'm reminded of a coffee company that used to be in England. The name escapes me right now, but this predates Starbucks. And they got really big, a huge chain. But over time, they kind of lost who they were because they stopped going in and looking at their business from that side of the customer. And we are the CEO, or excuse me, we are the manufacturer's customers. Right. And often in their ivory towers, whether it's in Dearborn or wherever, and they forget what it's like on the ground level. And if they just come to us and have conversations, we want to work together to create a phenomenal experience for the customers. We don't have to work against each other. We have the same goal and end.
Yeah. I think about the show Undercover Boss, right? And like what that provided to the companies that that got the opportunity to be a part of that show. And it just exposes so much that, and I think this is whatever business vertical you're in and whatever level of management you are, whether you're the CEO of the manufacturer or a GM or a GSM or the parts manager writing the parts ticket order, like the lessening the gap between frontline and management or executive is definitely speed to like employee satisfaction, customer satisfaction. I mean, I tell dealers all the time, and I don't know if you've ever done this. I'm like, go change oil once a month, right? Just so that you know what that feels like for that employee, right?
Yeah, I actually tried to do that one time when I was running the CJR store. I had a couple of techs that were leaving early, and a waiter got missed. So I take the car, I pull it in, I rack it up, I tuck my tie into my shirt, and I lift the car up, and I'm like, is somebody going to come stop me? Because if they don't, I'm going to destroy this customer's car because I am not a technician. But thankfully, a couple of techs walked over and were like, what are you doing, boss? And I'm like, well, what I needed you guys to do, and they came and did it. But no, to your point, that. I mean, I'll sit in the service drive a lot. I don't know how to write service. I never was a service writer, but I'll sit and listen and just observe. I want to see the interactions between my consultants and the customer. Yep. I want to see the roadblocks between the customer and their satisfaction. And you can't do that if I'm sitting in my office. It just doesn't happen.
There it is. Well, speaking of customer satisfaction.
Stop. Segway. Time.
Thanks for the softball pitch on that one. Customer satisfaction with dealer services sees a slight improvement in 2024, according to the latest J.D. Power CSI study that dropped yesterday. A couple of the key interesting points in this. The average wait time for an appointment actually has risen, so it's gone up, with mass market vehicle owners facing a 5.2-day wait, up from 4.8 days just a year ago. Costs have also gone up to upwards of 30% in the past 2 years due to things like inflation, rising parts and labor costs. So the service experience is definitely changing, and I'm sure you're seeing that on the front lines of just like what service capacity is out there.
Yeah, if you're in this business right now and you are not wildly focused on your guest experience on the service side, you're going to end up losing. There's no question. With the way that the prices have gone up, you know, my door rates at both stores have gone up quite a few times over the last 2 or 3 years. And it's not necessarily to keep up with the Joneses. I've had independent shops that were charging more than my franchise dealerships were that made me had to go up in that. But at the end of the day, we also recognize that we can't just raise the price and not raise the level of experience for the customer. Ooh, that's going to lead to bad CSI 100% of the time.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. It's like, hey, when you demand more from a pricing perspective, even if it's due to inflation, customers just expect more. And they expect, like, it's also merging with a customer, like a cultural expectation of a high level of service, right? We talk about it so much in our culture that the generic level of expectation is already higher. Then you couple on a longer wait to get in and higher prices and all of that, and it just escalates this need for a really, really seamless customer experience, especially in the service drive when they're visiting 2-3 times a year.
And you really don't need any more of a testament than, you know, the rise of the popularity of Will Goddard in the automotive industry.
Right.
I mean, he's speaking at the Walzer Group. He's going, working with Chris Collin, Inc. Obviously, I think he's coming to this thing, you know, SotoCon or something like that. I've heard possibly maybe the keynote speaker there. But if there wasn't this need and desire in the industry for more of an experience increase, lift, if you will, he wouldn't be rising in popularity like he is with us.
Yep, exactly. So Chris Sutton, Vice President of Automotive Retail at J.D. Power, said it's encouraging to see an improvement in service satisfaction, but unfortunately, the capacity and wait time issues have gotten progressively worse. The other note is that excluding Tesla owners, the service experience for BEV owners is extremely underwhelming. So another nick there. The survey also looks at just the overall satisfaction of brands. So no surprise here, Lexus ranks highest in satisfaction with dealer service among premium brands for a third consecutive year with a score of 897 out of 1,000. Get this one. Buick ranks highest in satisfaction for dealer service among mass market brands with Mini and Subaru right behind it. Check out Buick.
Who knew?
Who knew? Well, we'll just throw that one and just be like, who knew? Speaking of who knew.
Segway. Time.
Well, who knew manufacturers were actually looking at using X-ray technology in crash testing? Mercedes-Benz has pioneered a collaboration with the Fraunhofer Institute for High-Speed Dynamics conducting the world's first X-ray crash test. This breakthrough method utilizing a linear accelerator as an X-ray camera captured internal car and dummy deformations during a collision at 60 kilometers an hour, offering unprecedented insights in the dynamic of vehicular crashes. Basically what it allows is for previously invisible deformations transparent for detailed analysis. So like they were able to see micro movements in the deformation of the person or the car. So like a totally different way of looking at it. Not a ton came out of the data yet. There's still a lot to be discovered there. The interesting one is the lead up to this Mercedes experiment was a crash test of a Lego Technic Porsche 911 GT3 RS, which they crashed into a wall at almost 19 miles an hour. So the Legos obviously self-destructed on impact, but it's kind of funny like the way they started with this. They're like, ah, don't put a real vehicle out there first for the X-ray test. Throw some Legos in there, you know?
I feel like somebody was just making a childhood like dream come true doing that first. Like, hey, before we get on to real work, I need to do this.
Yep.
But no, I think it's really cool. I think it's a testament to Mercedes as a brand. They just continually will do whatever it takes to make sure that their brand is synonymous with safety, and you know, good on them for doing it. If your underlying why to buying a car is that you want a safe vehicle, well, this headline is going to get you through the front doors of a Mercedes dealership if you're looking for a luxury car.
Absolutely. Sure. And like you, I mean, you even just think of the impact to safety that this is going to have. Previously, everything was the visual identity of what was going on. And obviously they had high speed cameras that you could slow down the frames per second way deeply. Right. And, but this is a whole nother level of like, what's going on with the body, the impact, how is it impacting certain points on the body? I would guess that the IIHS is looking at this, with a high level of scrutiny, wondering, when can we update our crash test ratings to get more manufacturers trying to figure that stuff out, you know? So,
yep, yeah, 100%.
Well, hey, that's it for crashing Legos at 19 miles an hour today. You really got to get your ticket to a SoduCon because we know that when conversations and collaboration happen, the industry moves faster.